As an out-of-home media community, we talk a lot about offline attention arbitrage and the underpriced, undervalued opportunity for brands to create alchemy in the real world by using these formats, these large, high-impact billboards and kiosks, things that we come into contact. We talk about these things, especially with e-commerce and born online brands, excitedly about the opportunity to drive traffic to their websites. You've uncovered something that's really kind of like groundbreaking, has to do with, I mean, the biggest e-commerce platform in the world and a huge scam that's running rampant throughout the industry that very likely there's brands listening to this right now. There's folks listening to this that work with brands that are going to want to know the information that you have to share today. So thank you for being here.
Welcome, everybody, to the Out of Home Insider Show, a podcast like no other. Hosted by the one and only Tim Rowe. Get ready to have some knowledge dropped on you and to be entertained, because nothing's more valuable than food for your brain. So sit back, relax, we're about to dive in as the best industry podcast is about to begin.
That's so true. It's a great introduction. And there's way more than 30 minutes to go into this. I just got off an hour and a half long call where we were just talking about one company and one of the hundreds of scams, not hundreds, but, you know, many, many scams that we found in their own unique little ways. I'm going to be very, very high level here, but I want to use as little time as possible to create as much impact, positive impact for anybody listening to help them, to help arm them to catch these things. So I think that the best thing to do is like kind of take a step back to start at the beginning. What the hell, you know, why is page speed important?
What is site speed, right? I mean, we just got past the point of like, all right, here's why local advertisers need to have a functioning website before they do a billboard. You can't just have a billboard and point it to your Facebook page, Joe's Pizza, right? You've got to have a website, but you know, this impacts businesses of all shapes and sizes and scale, from billion-dollar companies running on this platform to the local business, and understanding why site speed's experience is important to the customer experience. So maybe double click into that. Give us some insight on site speed.
So much. And I will say too, this isn't just, I focus on Shopify just because I've been building. I'm a non-technical founder who's just hired really good developers and is a good BS detector. Can I swear at all?
Yeah. Send it.
I'm a really good bullshit detector. So I've just, you know, I've been in sales and working in tech companies since I was a young guy, still young, 33, but I've identified a lot of different things in a lot of different ways and built quite a few businesses on Shopify. And so I know the world of Shopify so well, but these scams run on WordPress. They run on pretty much any editable, any site that can have editable code.
So not just exclusive to Shopify, but really any website.
Really any website can be gamed in one way or another. The goal of these scammers, I don't want to give them much more credence than to call them scammers, is to game. If you've ever been to pagespeed.web.dev, you might know it as Google PageSpeed Insights. That's
where you just drop your URL in and it gives you like a quick report,
performance number and all that, right? You know, and you said like Lucas is exposing this. This stuff's been out for a while, but it's so not well known that I may as well be. You know what I mean? Like there's like a couple articles on it. I had to dig back to like 2014, 2015 to find some podcasts and like a couple here and there, a couple Reddit posts, but it's so quiet compared to the damage it does for brands that get caught by this stuff. So the goal of these scammers in one way or another is to edit your code in a way that when Lighthouse, which is the test that's being run, built by Google on the pagespeed.web.dev URL, and it's kind of the industry standard for PageSpeed testing because it's Google, when they run that, they have a specific, it's just like an identifier. It's called a user agent in the code. Okay. So the site, as they build it in, they can have a if this, then that, like as code works, right? Where if the user agent equals Chrome Lighthouse, Google's Lighthouse speed test, which means it's the speed test testing the site right now, let's serve it a completely stripped down, barren version of the website so that the numbers are really, really high. So then they can go to the people that they're scamming on Fiverr, Upwork, and even on, you know, multi-thousand dollars a month agencies, all of the plug-in tools on Shopify that promise to just automate all of them in one way or another, with almost no exceptions, are installing some form or another of these malicious scripts that, using the variety of scammy ways they can, are tricking that Lighthouse test, the pagespeed.web.dev test, into believing that your number is way higher than it is. So they say, oh, we can get you a 95 performance score on mobile for your and it only cost you $200 or $2,000, whatever they want to scam you for. And I don't know if you know, but your video is gone, Tim. Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Good. Am I back? Sorry. Yeah. It's something you ended it perfectly. I can snip this right out. I heard everything that you said, and I was having I muted to cough because I want to cough in your ear. Then I screwed everything up. Okay. No, that was perfect. Continue.
Yeah. So, you would, and I did before I started this agency, I had been scammed by this multiple times, which made it even closer to home to me when I identified and learned about what was actually going on. You'd realize there was almost no genuine site speed optimization agencies. Because you think about it from a perspective, you hear some respected people like Davey Fogarty, the founder of the UDI, if you know that, long sweater hoodie that made, it's like a big, you know, famous e-com success story. $1 billion company. He made a video a couple months or weeks ago being like, hey, you want to increase your conversion rate by 10 to 50% on your store? This is what you do. You go to fiverr.com, you search speed optimization, you pay one of these people $100, they'll make your site way faster. Everybody who followed that advice, every single person who followed that advice now has these cloaking scripts on their sites, and Google knows about it. And this is the implications of it. Google knows about these, and just in typical Google fashion, they don't give you notice that, hey, by the way, you have some malicious script on your site, because they figure you know. They just shadow ban you. You're SERP.
They assume you're trying to game the system,
which you are, but you don't know it
Don't know it. Someone else is gaming it on your behalf.
On your behalf, you think you just got your site speed, because now the performance score is 92 because they're getting served a tiny little version of your site with none of the actual JavaScript or code being loaded and rendered to the Lighthouse test. When in reality, a customer actually goes to load the site, and it's even slower than it was before, because it has to load all of the additional cloaking scripts and your full site. So it's even slower. Your SEO drops off a freaking cliff. You risk literally getting delisted off Google if they catch you enough times and there's enough infringements. You don't win anything. And you got fleeced for a couple hundred at best, and at worst.
And your site doesn't actually work any better.
No, it works worse. It works worse.
So let me... Yeah. Let me zoom out and I'll add a little bit of a real world context. No, this is great. I'll add a little bit of a real world context to this. As you're saying it, what it made me think of is, it's like you have a small business and you hire someone to come secret shop your business. But the problem is, every time that secret shopper comes, your team knows who the secret shopper is. So they give them a different experience, a fraudulent experience that doesn't actually reflect the true nature of your business. That's essentially what's going on. But Google's the customer here.
Hide all the garbage. They fix the garbage that was hanging out. They put a picture over the hole in the wall. They wrap up the leak and put some curtains behind the damaged shit in the back and everything.
And we've all seen that business before. We've all walked in and been like, it just feels like there's something not right here. It doesn't quite add up.
It's a great analogy. I'm going to use that forever now. Thank you.
Please. Yeah. please do use that. I think that this is it's really important, because, you know, when we think about, again, back to kind of what we talked about in the open there, the thing we want to hang our hat on is the ability to drive traffic to a site, whether that, right. We talk about bricks or clicks. It's either your physical storefront or your virtual storefront. And now for a lot of companies, it's really both. Right. There's some sort of physical retail presence and online presence, and all of those things have to be integrated. How I experience your website for the first time, it could determine whether or not I do business with you ever. And you shared some study from Deloitte. I believe it was milliseconds make millions. What's the data actually say about a site that functions, one, primarily works, but two, is fast? What does it say about that?
Yeah, I'll really quickly, before I share my screen and go into that, I'll step back and say, like, before we started recording, I was giving the example of you know, billboards are, of course, huge in your community. And say you've got, this is like a real world situation here for somebody. They're sitting in traffic. They see a great billboard that you have. They're used to online. They pull over safely and they use their mobile phone to load up your website. They Google your name. Your site comes up. Your SEO is great. Fantastic. They go from that offline experience. They're going to transition probably on mobile, as data would show, to your site. Your literal first interaction with that new net new visitor, most likely, is how fast that site is loading and how quick that performance is. And now we need to remember, in context to this specific situation, they're coming from a more legacy format into, mm-hmm. you know, the modern whatever, right? So if they see like that's a plumbing company or it's a whatever, a law firm, and the site loads super, super slow, I could see from my perspective, being, you know, a bit more Gen whatever I am, I think I'm like cuss millennial, it doesn't matter, but, you know, younger, having the site load up.
It makes me a boomer. Time,
whatever. I'm not a boomer. I'm not a 33, whatever that makes me.
I'm a boomer compared to you. I'm a millennial, which I don't understand. I'm like, I had cassette tapes.
I know. Millennials is like 82. What?
It's crazy.
Ridiculous. But they go from the billboard to your site and it takes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, sometimes 15, 20 seconds to load on like a fast 3G, even a throttled 4G connection, which is like the common connection for most cities in America. If it takes that long to load, I'm thinking personally, and I'm sure a lot of other people will that go to your site, they're coming from a billboard. They're old school. They're not quite online ready. So they're not cool in my mind. I'm going to go pick a trendy company. Like the site doesn't even work. And
sure.
And so, right. So a fast site is literally your first, you know, it's like being late to the first meeting on a date or at a very important meeting. Like you show up on time, show up fast, show up early, you know, and then you're going to make the best impression. And of course, it's not just how does that first page load, but when I click on the shop collection or look at pricing, how quick does it bring me to that page? If I make a mistake and I go back, if I add something to cart, how quick do all of these interactions take?
All of those things.
Now, with that context set to and specificity to your client base or your listenership, rather, I'll share this and
pull this up.
Boom,
just while you're doing that, to kind of continue to build on that, Google as your secret shopper. That's
love that.
That's like a customer walks into your store and you're so excited because, right, that was the job of the advertising, to put customers in your store.
Yep.
And no one greets them. No one is there to say, hey, welcome to our store. Can I help you find something that you're looking for? Would you like to, how easy can I make your physical experience? I think that's the analog that I invite the audience to keep in mind.
It's like, imagine in this situation, they can't even get in yet, right? Because the site's not loading. So it's like,
oh, it's locked.
A buzz for entry kind of thing, right? And they're going to buy your nice wares and you're standing at the door and the employees aren't paying attention. You see them, right? You know, it's loading, you see them, but you're pulling on the door. And you can't get in for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 seconds. You're sitting there kind of annoyed, like knocking. What the hell is going on?
Why are you ignoring me? Exactly. Don't you want my money?
I actually, this will be, you know, touch home to a lot of your listeners as well. My business before this, who I'm still the co-founder of and equity partner in, is called EVs.com. We sell all sorts of personal electric vehicles. We're one of the biggest private retailers of e-scooters, electric unicycles, e-skateboards, one wheels in North America.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're really big in that area, but we're click and mortar, right? We have two physical locations, but we drive a lot of traffic from Google Ads, from our ads to our store, because our store is very expensive. I'm in Vancouver, Canada, but we're also in a seedier part, the kind of, you know, right off the like Skid Row of Vancouver. If you've ever heard of East Hastings Street, we're one block away from East Hastings Street in Chinatown, right in the thick of it. So our door is literally locked because people would run out with our stuff.
Sure. So we get robbed all the time.
We got robbed multiple times and our windows smashed. And so we had to have a lot of security precautions. One of them was locking the door. And there was many instances where a person would come in to buy something. They'd pull on the door. They'd see a sign that, why would they expect to see us? It's please knock for entry. And if our team wasn't paying attention, they'd be waiting 20, 30 seconds, or they'd call us and people were in the back and they'd be so annoyed. They'd almost never purchase from us. It's like a real world, close to home for me situation of exactly what people are experiencing online. So I had to mention that too.
It's so relative to just how we do business today, right? It is, it is less scalable to have a physical footprint, right? And brands are more thoughtful about how they develop those and curate those footprints. But your digital footprint, it's everywhere. And when you're using a format like Out of Home, where again, you know, we talk about it driving traffic, but the other thing it does that's more, you know, kind of quantitative is it builds trust and grassroots credibility instantly.
Yep.
So I see your billboard and I think you're someone trustworthy and credible. And then I get to where I'm going and I open up my phone and I go to your website and it doesn't load. Congratulations. You just wasted a bunch of money on advertising.
Amen. And just to riff, go on, you're back there and riff the importance of offline, just from a marketer to marketer.
Yeah, please.
It, to me, the one of the biggest things and one of the biggest, you know, levers you can pull as a marketer in almost any single industry I can possibly think of is the word ubiquity, right? So if I'm on Google Ads, Facebook Ads, we have a TikTok, we do YouTube videos, and we also have print, and it's on the side of a bus, and it's on a billboard, and it's at the train while I'm waiting for it, and at the metro. Another person, they see the site everywhere, and then they're like, oh, wait, and I've seen this brand everywhere. They must be huge. And that builds trust in itself, and it integrates you with your buying public. So I love the idea of offline because it increases that reach of ubiquity far beyond the reaches of the internet. And people are spending most of their time on the internet, but when they look up, if you're doing it right and you're spending enough money on offline in your right cities that you're focusing on, they're going to see you there too. So it's just, you're everywhere. You become
the everywhere effect
for them. You're the Kleenex of whatever industry you're in pretty quickly, especially if you're quite niche, you know?
So, and that's a hard thing to do. That's a really, really hard thing to do.
Ubiquity is key in my opinion, but that's as an aside. You see my screen? Yeah.
Great tangent. We see the screen, break it down. What do we got here?
Okay. So Deloitte, if you don't know, Deloitte is a very large company. It does a bunch of enterprise level services, but they also do case studies. I want to say that, to my knowledge, I don't even think Deloitte offers page speed optimization, site speed optimization as a service, which I think is great because they don't so much have a horse in the race here. I might be wrong, but I've never been marketed or seen, and I know Deloitte pretty well. But they did this 51-page report on the importance of site speed, particularly in mobile, but they did it across a variety of different markets. They checked millions of different sites and interviewed and surveyed thousands and thousands, I think hundreds of thousands of different people, and referenced, you know, things like Unbound Speed Impact Report. This is just one of the many reports. I think this
pretty
is just
comprehensive, yeah.
Extremely comprehensive. But some of the most compelling stuff is like this. A page load time goes from 1 to 3 seconds. The probability of a bounce increases by 32%. This is going to be really important. Remember this one.
And of the course, bounce is someone that gets to a page and leaves before getting to a second page. So they walked into your store. No one was there to greet them. They left.
Out the door.
Got it.
So as you see, as you would probably expect, right, as that time, the delta between 1 to X seconds increases, the probability of a bounce rate increases literally exponentially.
Wow. So from if we make them wait 3 seconds right now, 32%. So 3 out of every 10 people that walk in are leaving.
Yep. Yep.
If that time goes to 50% or to 5 seconds rather. So you know, what is that? Yeah, about 50-60%.
Yeah.
The bounce rate goes to 90%.
Yep.
So if you make them wait 5 seconds, 9 out of every 10 customers are leaving, which means you got 10 there, you've only got one to work with. If it goes to 6 seconds, 106%, and 10 seconds, 123%. The 6 and 10 seconds, that's now it's costing you money to bring customers in.
That's it. And I will say, because this is very important, a lot of people knowing that it's very, you know, tenured skilled operators are going to be like, I don't know about that. There's so much nuance in this, in the sense that if you have much higher intent purchasers, those numbers are going to drop, right? A lot of this will be like people, right. It's Deloitte, it's going to be people going to like walmart.com, zara.com, right? Where they're just, they clicked off an ad or they're checking something out really quick in the midst of checking out 20 different links. If you run a bespoke watch company or suit company or a private jet company or like one of the best, most trusted, trades of any type, the intent to go, their need to visit your site is going to be higher. And there may be older folks who are used to slower sites from the dial-up days. I think, you know, a lot of these people aren't factored into here. So I'm going to kind of like attack myself here and say this data is really compelling, but will be less for a lot of situations. But regardless, the longer they wait across any research you find for any industry, they're going to bounce as they wait longer and longer. And that's only as people, you know, tech increases and sites get faster and faster and online experiences become snappier and snappier. These numbers are only going to increase, and they will get to the point that even those higher intent searches are hitting numbers like this as well. So I just wanted to kind of like defend the other
side. It's absolutely fair and welcome to be objective. And I appreciate that. Yeah. And I'll just kind of tie off with the question that a former guest asked relative to this conversation in the physical setting. How long are you willing to wait at a restaurant before getting served before you leave?
Yeah.
So we'll just leave with that rhetorical question and then think about that relative to those other experiences, something that is higher intent, something that I'm going to take a longer sales cycle. I'm going to spend more time researching it. I probably have a higher tolerance to a slower load time because I know that the value of the thing on the other side of it is going to help me in this high expenditure kind of decision that I'm making. But for the majority of like retail and e-commerce brands and people who are just trying to sell things, it could be a pretty huge impact.
As those numbers show, and those are the people that it's speaking to, right? I've had so many different operators who I'm selling to, and I'm not cheap. My services aren't cheap, you know, by most definitions.
It's not the $100 on Fiverr option. $100
that we'll get into really quickly here, I don't want to tangent on this too much, but people very often say, listen, dude, I don't remember the last time I left a site because it was too slow. I never do it. It's like, yeah, but you may have not, and I honestly also haven't really much either, right? I'm pretty patient with sites and I understand how long these things can take. And I want to still probably support the business. I'm a more high intent. I'm a busy person. If I'm checking something to buy, most likely my intent is already higher than most people. But you think about how many people are just, they're in the midst of a 6-hour TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat search. They get fed your ad or they see your billboard and they're just on their phone, hopefully at a stop.
Safely, not in motion.
Yeah, but they're busy. They're in the middle of their day. They don't want to forget about it. So they load up your page. And as they're waiting, looking, you know, safely at the traffic, I don't want to condone anything. And the page isn't loading. They're like, I got too much shit to do. And they put their phone away and you maybe never get back to them again.
Yeah.
First touch is everything. So in really any context, it's important. So this is going over retail, lead gen, travel, and luxury. This is what they tested.
Retail, so mostly retail and a lot of luxury. So that higher intent is kind of baked into this.
Still in there, yeah, right. So retail, this is where I'll kind of end on the importance of. So remember that 1 to 3 seconds, or whatever, 30%.
1 to 3 seconds was, yeah, 30%. I think 30% of customers are going to leave.
Let's call it 30. So they did 20.5 million user sessions, and they based it off of an improvement of 0.1 seconds of the four speed metrics. The four speed metrics were all the basic kind of, you know, largest contentful pain. How quick does the main asset load? And that doesn't, just remember 0.1 seconds. So it's
Which is like blinking your eyes. Like, yeah. It's that fast.
So, improving site speed, observed positive change and progression through the purchase funnel. As I was saying, right, like not only how quick does the page load, but how quick do you load to the collections page? How quick does collections zero in on a product? How quick does that product add to cart? How quick do you go from cart to checkout? How quick does that checkout process? Does the checkout break, as very often happens with slow sites? But check this out. User interactions were measured to increase by 8.4% when there was a 0.1 second improvement in the four speed metrics. Average order value increased by 9.2%.
So they spent more money and spent more money more often.
For 100 milliseconds, for 0.1 seconds. Again, same point as before. This is almost certainly more enterprise data. They don't dive into who all the clients are. But even if it's 10% of this,
sure.
You know, at a business doing six figures monthly, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars a year you're leaving on the table for 100 And I've never had a client where we increased their site speed by 0.1 seconds. It's always in the multiple seconds of improvements. So this is like
orders of magnitude type of impact.
And of course it's not scaled, right? It doesn't mean that 0.2 equals 16.8.
Sure.
But it's still more.
Right. You would want your staff to greet your customers and get them to a purchase decision faster in your brick and mortar store. You would want the same thing for the online experience as well. So how did you discover that there was a scam going on?
Yeah.
I mean, that's scam's a pretty big word. And
yes.
I have opinions on some scams too. But how did you figure this out? How the hell did you stumble into this?
Again, to the bullshit detector side, I was looking at it from an operator's perspective, and I'd been scammed by this multiple times. I've been building stores on Shopify since 2016.
Real quick, just so I can rip clips from a content state. Yeah, I was going to just say, if you don't have anything else to share, can we go back full screen? Because then I'll get great video of you.
Perfect. Okay, I'll stop for now. Gotcha. Okay.
So going back to 2015?
Yeah. So I've been building sites on Shopify myself, scaling them since 2015, all the way up to the scale of EVs, which was, you know, multi six figures a month and higher in peak season.
Wow.
So from low to high. And I had paid to have my pages optimized before because I was told on forums and everything, just the common knowledge is, just go to Fiverr and get someone to optimize for it. They'll get your performance score in the 90s. I'm not a developer, so I'm thinking, oh, it's Google. Why would the number mean anything other than better, right? So if they
go
to Fiverr, and you'll see these companies on Fiverr and as well the one I'm going to show / out, which isn't even Fiverr.
Go.
I picked them because they're even deadlier because they charge five times as much as a Fiverr developer would charge, and they're doing the same bullshit.
Wow.
And so they're charging $500 to $1,500 for a site speed optimization, and they're just doing what I'll show you. And I'll show you how to kind of spot these things as well. But I looked at this and I'm like, this just doesn't, just think about it from first principles, just logic, just basic street smarts. Like, what's the age old trope, right? If it sounds too good to be true, it is. So we just looked at that data. I'm going to pay somebody from Kolkata $100. No shade to Kolkata, just whatever. Someone overseas $100.
Sure.
And they're going to increase my site speed to a point that I'm going to increase my average order value and conversion rate by double digit percentages for $100.
For $100.
Ever for $1,000, for $10,000? Like, promised? How does that make any sense?
Huh.
It's the best deal I've ever had in my life. I'm paying my performance marketing agency, you know, $20,000 a month to do this.
Sure.
Hitting those numbers consistently. And it's nightmare after nightmare with them. Why doesn't everybody do this? Why isn't this the biggest thing in the world? I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. So they go, they pay for it. They install this scammy script. They say, hey, we did it the next day. Your site speed is 92, 98, 99. Congratulations. And they think
you're happy. Oh.
They leave another one of the 500 plus five-star reviews that scammer has on their site because they're none the wiser. All the while, all they did, like I said at the very start, is just they just copy-pasted a variety of different sneaky scripts. They put it into your site's code on the back end, and it just says, when these site speed tests visit my site, like you said, we fix all the dressings, we put the big veneer up, we cover the back room that has the fires going on and the leaky faucets, we cover it all up. It looks great. But to add on that analogy, they know, the secret shoppers know about it, but they don't tell you they know about it. They say, oh, wow, right, super fast. Here's your good score, buddy. And then they leave and they tell their, you know, network they're running a scam. They're not actually fast. And
delisting you, right? And all of their friends are just completely avoiding you now.
So how to spot these? I'll just say right away, number one red flag. If you have on WordPress, it's possible. So if you have a WordPress site and somebody says we can get, especially if you play with them and allow them to take off apps and you know, be very consultative, you can get WordPress sites to very high performance scores on Google. But Google's PageSpeed, the Lighthouse test, is not built in any way to reflect Shopify, which has third-party apps galore, right? Your review app, your banner app, your you have like Hotjar for tracking customer interaction.
Heat mapping.
They all load additional scripts that can't be optimized because they're third-party scripts, and Shopify doesn't allow that stuff. That all has to load separately. And every one you add, every image you add, if you don't have it perfectly formatted, and even still, that every single thing you add chunks into your speed and makes it slower and slower and slower. So an actual realistic good score on Shopify for a mobile store is like, could be as low as 35, 40, 45 if you have enough apps in. So don't just completely disconnect from the idea of a performance score, meaning performance specifically if you have a Shopify store. Focus on actual timing, which we do, and there's a lot of complexity behind that. But the red flag I was mentioning, if anybody, I don't care if they're a $50,000 a month revolutionary AI powered technology software, which is the actual company that I'm not naming yet, but we're about to
do a huge expose on,
all the way down to $100 a month $100 one-time Fiverr dev, any one of them that says we can get your Shopify mobile performance score or desktop performance score to 90 plus within a couple days without even looking at your site, you are being scammed. They are running the cloaking script in one way or another. Nothing good's going to happen to your site. You're going to get scammed. Bad news bears, run away. And you're getting flagged by Google. Your SEO drops off a cliff. You're risking getting delisted. Your customers actually have a slower site now because they have to load that malicious cloaking script on top of all the script that was already there. So nobody wins except for the person scamming you. And this is why I created the Nice Agency, was to destroy this entire ridiculousness that's going on in so many different ways, and help business owners like myself and my friends and everybody else get the work done correctly so they can actually benefit from this crazy data that shows how much a really properly fast site increases your conversion rates and just destroy this entire ridiculousness.
I'm excited to open it up. Let me ask you a question for the my own edification, really.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing is 100%. Fraudulent. There's no way that they can interpret, I thought that I was doing a good job, I've just been doing it wrong. Like, they also know that what they're doing is a scam.
Again, to steel man, no matter how passionate I am about something, I'll always try and steel man it. Even in that situation, there could still be, say, like, you know, some buddies overseas are running the scam and they just tell their buddy, like, oh, you need to make some money quick here.
Sure.
We'll get you started. Create a Fiverr account. It doesn't hurt anybody. They think they get a faster site. And I've talked to these scammers, you know, hire developers all the time as our company continues to grow. And of course, the first thing I do, literally when I'm hiring even the expensive guys from overseas, 5 to 7 out of 10 of them will still be like, oh, here's some examples of the customers we did. Cloaking script, scam, wow. Scam, scam. We can get you 90 plus for all your customers and we'll only charge you $500, sir. I'm like, fuck you.
So they're really taking advantage of folks who don't have a technical expertise. The price is so low, I'm not going to spend a ton of time investigating it because I didn't make a $10,000 investment. It was $100 on Fiverr. The report says it's good. Cool. I'm good.
Must be good. And then the site never gets faster. Their SEO starts to drop if they're tracking it. And they think, I guess I knew site speed wasn't going to matter. I didn't care about it, which means, you know, it must not matter. And then it's just another person that just is none the wiser and just thinks site speed just isn't important because, you know, for their special situation, which is just almost always not true, as we've
And then we have to go raise more money to subsidize the growth that we're not experiencing because when they have to wait 10 seconds, it's a net negative to my bottom line because it's now costing me money to put customers on the site because I'm so inefficient. I need extra customers to make up for the inefficiencies. But if I just got everything buttoned up and organized
and that script
and got that stuff sitting off of there, show us the scam.
It's sitting there.
Show us the scam. Yeah. What does it look like? How do people identify it?
Going pretty long here. So one, the identifier, just right away to identify, big red flag. Anybody, any situation. Remember that. Sear that into your brain. Shopify store, we can get your score into the 80s, 90s, even 70s in most situations on mobile. Watch out. Message
red flag
me,
number one.
Just with a KLUKAS at thenice.com or follow me on or add me on Twitter and ask me. I'll happily for free just, you know, scam check them and then out that company.
We'll make sure to link to the socials and the email. You'll be able to get in touch with Lucas real simply.
trust no one with site speed optimization. I hope you can trust us. You know, I'm doing my absolute best to be one of the only trustworthy people in this industry.
Because you went through it. You experienced it as a customer, as someone who is running a successful e-commerce business. You got scammed.
Multiple times.
Right, multiple ones. Multiple. And then probably helping friends also do the same, who are also getting scammed. Like, you're as in the trenches as you could possibly be on the subject matter.
I'm just in the business now, which is because I've been making it my thing to kind of out these people, and it's all of my inbound has just been people being like, hey, I saw the newest video you shared about that SV, like the largest Contentful paint scam. I share these scams on my Twitter and LinkedIn, by the way.
So fun.
So you can see them there. But I'll show you the one right now. But people are just coming to me and say, hey, can you check and see? And I say, yeah, it's there. And they say, okay, can you fix it and optimize my store correctly? So it's great for me from a business perspective, but it's just pure symbiosis. We both win. You get this stuff off your site. You repair your relationship with Google. You actually fast site that converts faster. This is all the data. Let's get into it. So this is just my victim.
This is w3speedup.com for anyone that's listening and wants to check this out.
Yes, w3speedup.com. They are a dime a dozen. They're just one of the many I found. I picked them, and I picked them for my main case study on this that's pinned on my X page, Twitter page, whatever, Twitter forever. But I picked them because they are really sneaky with it. Like, they would have fooled me up until quite recently. They're really good. So it's got all the right things, right? It says all the data, which is true data, 7% loss in conversions from a 1 second delay, 11% future repair fee, blah, 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 blah. This is why it's important. We promise, this is another thing, we promise to get your load time under this speed for a low price. You know, it'll be done within 2 to 3 days. Guys, this is intense, borderline forensic development work in some situations, like to really dive into stuff, especially if we're undoing some of the scams, to find them, to pick through them. Even in a normal situation, this stuff takes my team 7 to 14 days and sometimes more, 10, 20, 30, 40 hours to do these optimizations properly. So anybody who says, oh, it'll get done tomorrow or a day or two and you'll see results right away, again, huge red flag. So they're promising these big numbers. They're promising super fast turnaround, super quick loading times. And then I already have this loaded. You go to their customer reviews. This is why they're so sneaky. Look at this. I want this for my own site.
It's really a great website.
You can pick whatever type of platform you're on for the reviews relative to those clients. And then it has quotes, shows the URL, what platform they're on, the name of the person leaving the review, a snippet from their review, and then a link to check out the live speed and a number showing the live speed.
Like, those are real companies. Like, those are people who actually paid the money.
Yes. So I was checking out this company, and now I knew, you know, at this point, I was just like pre-starting this company, that these numbers are not possible. So I already knew, red flag hit. This is definitely a scam. Now it's just like, okay, find out how. This is the big juicy bit here. So check this out. You load, this is the same button you would click if you clicked view live speed.
Okay. It'll bring you to the same. So we're now going from the W3 site to a PageSpeed site. Is this Google's PageSpeed?
This is Google's Insight. Okay. So it's pagespeed.web.dev. If you search Google speed test, it'll bring you to the same site. And I'm on desktop, so we're on desktop, but you'll see 84 performance score and a 98 desktop performance score.
Screaming, right? On desktop.
Screaming. Unbelievably fast, right? What a deal. Look at the load. So this is what this shows you here is the final loading pane. So this is what your fully loaded site looks like according to Lighthouse as they're tracking your
and
site.
It looks like just a picture with a logo on it.
It's just a picture with a logo on it. And then it shows down here how that went throughout the entire, I think it's like every, you know, fraction of X percent of the loading process all the way up until the fully loaded page. This is what it shows.
So what should it be showing? I'm guessing the actual website progressively loading with the links and the copy and the click here and the all the things. But this, I mean, what they have in there is like a picture you could share to your Instagram. Like, it's just an image, not a website.
So you look at right. There's none of this navigational text. There's no H1. There's no subheader. There's no button. Wow. There's no user profile. There's no cart. There's none of this below the fold stuff showing all the other customer stuff. There's nothing, right? If we, it all Lighthouse is trying to do is give a realistic experience of what the actual user sees. So you should see what you see as a customer, right? Like, if I go to, let's see, I don't want to pick a headless site, but if I go to a company I know, isn't using anything sketchy, Like, I'm sure if we go like Ford.com, failing their core web vitals. So
come on, guys. Come on, Ford, get it together.
Out to the nice agency here, okay?
Help we just out. Clip this out. We'll tag at Ford on all the socials.
Right. So as this loads, it takes a couple
and,
seconds.
And Lucas, while that's coming up, I mean, you did that pretty simply. You went from the scammer's website to the client's live page speed insights and just scrolled down. Like the client could do that too. The brand could do that.
And see it.
And just see anyone the scam. Like we could link to it in the we will. We'll link to this so anyone listening can see the scam for themselves, because this is everything you just did went from the website to the PageSpeed Insights live look. You scrolled down and you could see that that is clearly not a website that's being rendered by Google. Those are just basic pictures that are, to your point, scamming the system. Yeah.
This is it. See, this is a real one. See how I took over the page, but it went like zero and then it was just like, boom, full image. And then it was just the same thing over and over. Yep. This is how a real site loads.
Progressively.
It's nothing. A little bit. Oh, this new asset loaded. Okay. This heavy video loaded. Okay. All the header stuff came in here, popped up, and it still looks kind of messed up, right? Like it's not even getting full support, but it's an actual site loading.
It's a real site.
Best example. It's a real site loading and taking its time to, and there are, I will say there are some very, very particular ways in which you can defer some specific parts of script from Lighthouse because it messes with analytics. And so there's like, there might be like a weird, tiny little weird thing looking odd on a site, but, and this is the sneaky part is sometimes the scam is evolving to the point that they'll even, put an overlay of an image onto your site. So they will, I just made a post about it a couple of days ago, which maybe we can link to that too, but it's called, I call it the largest contentful scam, but the LCP is your largest contentful paint. It's the biggest asset that needs to load on any given page. And it's normally what takes the most time. In that case, in the Fords, it would have been the huge video that loads.
Okay.
So what they're doing is they're uploading a transparent image with 99% border, so just under the full size of the border. So it's this huge image that goes over the entire page, and they make it 9,999 pixels by 9,999 pixels. So it's undoubtedly the largest image on the site. But it's hyper compressed down to nothing, and it's transparent. So you don't even see it.
But
Lighthouse picks it as the largest image, loads it immediately because it's right at the top, and it gives you an LCP load time of 0.4 seconds and gives you a crazy score because LCP in itself, largest contentful paint, that big image is 25% of the entire performance score. So they combine that with a couple other things and it looks like a totally normal site. So there's some more advanced ways you can check. But the number one thing is if you see those high numbers or you hear anyone promise those high numbers or at any point you've ever paid any of these people I mentioned any amount of money to go into your site, that script is almost certainly still there if you haven't completely redone the site. Reach out to me and we'll check it. We'll run the scripts. And if you want to work together, we'll completely undo the damage and get you in the good graces with Google again and right the wrong and make things good again.
Wow. So it's we're going to definitely link to the page speed test because I think it's important for anyone listening who's a marketer at a brand, who's a founder of a brand, who runs any sort of digital presence. You need to go check all of the sites. See which ones are being potentially impacted by this. It's a test you can do in 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Like, literally.
And it's almost inexcusable to not do it.
And once you see it, you can't unsee it, right? Yeah. And once you know it, you can't unknow it too. If people listening to this, for your point about marketers, I've spoken with heads of course, naming no names, heads of $10, $20, $30 million a month in client ad spend size marketing agencies that have reached out to me being like, hey dude, I think our sites guy that we hire has been giving us to all of our clients. Can you check out their sites? And these like high-end sites. I found yesterday five well-known multi
We would know them if you said them.
You'd know them if I said them. For sure, ubiquitous brands, if you will, that have one version or another of these scams. And I'm actually working with an unbelievably talented developer who is working with me to uncover the biggest scammer in this entire industry. We're literally going to like implode a $20 million company, most
Let's
likely.
Go.
Rightfully so. They deserve
right
it.
Right through the side of the hole.
Yeah, exactly. But we're going to create a, if you follow me and keep track, we're going to create a URL where you can just plug in and we'll give you a percentage chance of the fact that you have any of these malicious scripts. We're currently training a GPT, an AI to test all the different types, and we're feeding different types of these scripts because there's so many. Think about how smart coders are, right? There's 100 different ways you can trick these tests. So it's just don't focus on the test. If those numbers are super high, run away. If you think it's ever happened out to you or anybody you know, reach out to me right away and we'll find out and we'll you know do the work to right the wrongs. But even if it hasn't, don't be scared. A fast site is super important. Let's get your site fast and get it done the right way. And we also do speed maintenance too, because anytime you add any assets, right, like if you're on, no matter what platform you're on, we focus on Shopify, but the second you add even text, images, videos, any new app, any new asset to your site that tacks it back on, shit starts getting slow again. You move anything around, it can completely affect all of the performance stuff that was done. So we do kind of an upfront optimization, which is the brunt of the cost. And then we do monthly retainer based on size to keep your site fast. So you just, it's like set it and forget it. You have continual 7-day a week contact with us to just ask any questions. We bounce ideas like, hey, I'm thinking about adding this new app. Cool. This is why we wouldn't. This is why we would. Here's a good example. Or and sometimes don't even worry about that. We can just hard code that into your site.
Right,
don't
maybe
even
there's
download
another
the
way
app.
To do it.
It's always another way. It's always another way.
And you would make those investments in your physical store, right? Each new product launch that I bring out, I'm going to train the staff on how to talk about it and how to, right, compare this product. You would make these investments in your physical brick and mortar store. Also, by the way, you came up with something earlier that I wrote down, and we're going to brand a whole category around this. It was a Freudian slip for you, but I love it. Click and mortar. Was that intentional?
Intentional.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. Because then you. All right. That was so clean. I don't know if that's a thing. Is that a thing, or did you just make that a thing?
I don't think I can take. I think I heard about it online. I can't quite remember.
I never heard it, so I'm giving you credit for it. I absolutely love that one. Click and mortar. We're gonna roll with that one. How can folks listening, how can we, particularly the media sellers, right? We've got a lot of publishers, offline media publishers. This isn't necessarily like the primary focus of our typical interaction with a brand or with a marketer, but how can we be good partners to, one, maybe not expose the scam that they're being subjected to, but just to make sure, like, hey, before you spend a bunch of money on all this advertising, let's make sure that we've got these things in place. How would you give us some advice? How can we be better partners?
Yeah, be a good, when it comes to anything, any, I've like, even before I started this, once I caught on to this, every single site I ever landed on at that point, I would always just go check it on a PageSpeed Insights report and just check and see. And if the numbers were super high, if it was like mobile, 75, 80 plus, desktop in the 90s, immediately, even if I don't see anything on that loading pane, I'm like, oh, crap, they have something going on here. So it's really just to provide as much value as possible, arm yourself with that awareness that those super high numbers on Shopify in particular, Shopify sites, just 9.9 times out of 10, with very rare situations, the only time we can get numbers like that, I'm talking about an untouched site where you give it an unbelievably talented and unbelievably expensive development agency full rein to delete any and all apps that they deem necessary for speed. And then they completely rebuild your site from the ground up at the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars, in my own experience from building our last company, from the ground up with speed as the number one focus. And you are not allowed to touch or add a single app or asset without their express permission, completely hands off. It's the only situation for a Shopify store that you can get numbers anywhere near 90.
Wow.
Anything else, you're being scammed.
Where so should it be? Ads. Like if things are like above board, where should it be?
honestly, it so doesn't matter. And this is anytime I have like cold inbound traffic, the first conversation I have with anybody is forget about the performance number, specifically if you're on Shopify, forget about it.
Interesting.
It should only be used by developers to just say, okay, well, we were at 32, we did a bunch of work. And it's also important to note, it's measured as, I won't share my screen again, but if you look right below the report, it says measured over a 28-day period. So you'll see the number go up a little bit, but you won't get a full picture of what the actual performance, SEO, accessibility scores are for the next whatever. Maybe you're 14 days into that 28-day period.
Oh,
you're going
right.
to wait a month and a half for that freaking period to give you the actual. So it's people that are kind of impatient. They want to see the number go way up, crazy. You're going to get an actual kind of balanced view of that number over a long period of time. But don't even worry about it. It's all about just how fast is the actual perceived speed. And then, like I said, benchmarking tests in real world situations. So having really the answer, and I don't mean this to sound, because it could be us, it could be one of the other kind of few trusted site speed developer teams.
There's not many of them.
Not many. And there are a couple, right? Like if you don't like me or my voice or whatever, you want to go pick somebody else, or you want to just hire a developer who's really crafty and knows this stuff well, which there are a few of, but you know, you could find for sure that aren't us. It's they'll give you the real test if they're good of like, okay, not just what's your performance score, what is the speed in between your pages? And if I maybe like, I like doing circuits, like kind of think about it like a lap, okay, like a speed test lap. So I'll say, okay, we land on your page on a 4G connection with a server based in San Antonio, Texas, because most of your clients are in the States. So perfect, realistic situation. I'm on an iPhone 10 that I'm emulating, yep, with a mid 4G connection.
So someone on the go who's got a few-year-old phone.
Very realistic situation. I think I'm like on a 12
I'm
or something.
I'm on an 11,
so it's like,
don't judge. Yeah.
There you go. Right. Yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it. So you click on, so it's like, okay, how quick is it going to take for them to load the homepage? All right. That's, you know, tick one of the lap. Now they click on your above the hero image, your shop now.
Sure.
Okay. How long?
Your Black Friday, Cyber Monday special.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday. How quick does it take until that fully loads? Okay. They scroll down. How quick until it's fully interactive that they can scroll with no lag, or what's called cumulative layout shift, where things, you know, you go to click on something and stuff's still moving around
and
get annoyed.
Yeah. I feel like it's a whack-a-mole game.
Huge part of site speed is fixing that CLS, that cumulative layout shift, so it everything's in its place right away. So even if it's not fully loaded, you just see a gray pane. That's like part of structuring the site correctly. So like, tup, 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 tup. But anyways, how quick does that happen? How quick does add to cart work? Is there an animation for it? Is the animation buggy? How quick do you go to the cart? Oh, change my mind. How quick do you go back two pages really quickly back to the home page? So we'll have like a bunch of little laps like that, and how quick does that lap get complete in its entirety? That's real speed. That's what a real speed situation is. And we'll test that on Wi-Fi as well. Perfect connection on a M2 MacBook like I have, and of course the MacBook doesn't make too much sense as the connection. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, that's what you should focus on as a operator of your website. And it's, I equate it again to the offline in-store version. It's like, how quickly is someone coming to greet me? How friendly are they? How quickly are they asking me the right questions to get me moving towards the right part of the store? How effectively are they building rapport as we're walking right to that area of the store? How's their eye contact? It's just all these, it's like the, you know, speeds version of, you know, how quickly are they relaying the information to me and not rambling random stuff and wasting my time?
Right. Are they stumbling over their answers, or do they have, you know, quick product knowledge?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a long answer, but just screw the performance number. If you want to get a better understanding, it's okay. They blend some stuff together, but go to gtmetrix.com, gtmetrix.com, and run that test. And it's still based on the Lighthouse speed test, but they do a couple other proprietary things to give you a slightly better, they give you like an A, B, C, D, E, F score.
Oh, okay.
And I use the of it that allows me to emulate like 100 different situations in phones. I mean, thousands if you multiply them by themselves. But the crazy thing is, just as an aside, GT Metrix, really well trusted, kind of old looking site. But the crazy thing is, you load it and you go down to the bottom, and there'll be some like little tips saying like, hey, want to learn how to make your site faster? Follow this link, of course, right? They got to make some money off this free test. But there's also a link that says, want to make your site faster? click here and it brings you to Fiverr.com. Speed optimization, which if you go there and go search this now that you're onto this stuff, go search speed optimization or Shopify speed improvement optimization on Fiverr or Upwork.
Throw up.
Every freaking one of them are going to be people saying, we get your score into the 90s plus, guaranteed. They're all scams. So GT Metrics, this super genuine, legit, really well-meaning company, is still complicit,
perpetrating the scam.
Some extent to this scam. Like, there's no way that those geniuses don't know about this to some extent. So one of my goals is to like become that for GT Metrics and replace them and get to the scale that I can become the new Fiverr on their site, so they actually are getting their site optimized correctly. Because none of the Fiverr ones are doing it right, unless you see one that's like, and I think about it from their perspective, they're all competing. They're just trying to make some money and make a better make a better life for them. I mean, all of them are saying 90, 90, 90, and you have to be the one who most likely is English as your first, like second, third, or fourth language, have to communicate to these people. Actually, 90 is not possible, and let me tell you why
65 is better than the 90, yeah, exactly. Because it's more real.
The way 65 is lunar for most mobile sites. Like if you have a...
Oh, is that good? That's good if it's legit.
Yeah. Like if it's legit and your 65 mobile score and you have a Shopify store that has like a real app stack, if you get down to 65, that could still be a scam. Like there's a lot of sites that I see that are mobile, because the thing is they'll run the scam. They'll put the script on. But then if people add a bunch of products and stuff that's built on top of this script, it can still supersede, right? If depending on where it's positioned and how it loads. And how smart the scammer was with positioning their...
How they structured the actual code. How
they structured the whole scam. They can, you know, store... They maybe the worst is like a new pop-up will happen. So the pop-up will pop over top and it wasn't there before. And it, boom, immediately drops their speed score by like 30 points.
Knocked out the like malicious code. So now it's exposed what the real site speed is.
Yeah. Well, it's still there. So the malicious code's still there. So the number would be even worse.
Because now I have redundant code that doesn't work, which is detracting. Oh my gosh. Lucas, it's there's going to be a part two.
Yeah. And I'm about to come up with a crazy expose on a massive venture backed gargantuan company that's doing this at a scale you couldn't even imagine.
Give us some sense. You said venture backed. It sounds like there's investors here. There's lots of big customers.
There's investors. It's insane. I'm working with some of the smartest developers in the space, and we're quadruple checking everything to make sure that what we're saying is for sure. Because like the implications of when this goes live, the company's almost certainly not going to exist in its current form, and there's going to be some serious legal implications from their partners and their investors, because I'm certain they don't know what's going on here, or else they would have never taken the risk to invest millions of dollars into this company. And I don't want to say too much, but like this is, you know, they're charging $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a month for these services. And some of the stuff they're doing is legit, and I'm sure they have a really talented team under them, but they made the silly decision of adding in some scripts that have no place to be on there in any ethical way whatsoever, based on what we know so far, which is quite a bit and is growing every single minute the more we learn. So really excited to share that, because people are getting fleeced at enterprise levels with that company. And they're not alone. There's Shopify plugins that charge $500, $900 a month, which is still crazy money for a scam, that are literally just automated. And that's another big red flag. Any plugin or SaaS that says they can do full scale site speed optimization for Shopify stores, scam. There's no possible way, including any fancy GPT implications or AI, where it's currently at today, November 21st, 2023, whatever day it is. There's no way in which AI or any other automated technology can do full suite site speed optimization for a Shopify store. It has to be done manually and will have to be done manually. And very smart people have tried to do it. Nobody can. They're injecting cloaking scripts in one way or another, smart or stupid, into your site. And this is the last point, because we're already freaking an hour in. We go back into, remember I said, remember that number, milliseconds make millions. Right, that under 3 seconds, you have a drop off of 25%. One of the craziest things is say you have a store and you're running Facebook Pixel, Google Pixel, Snapchat, TikTok. Like you have the tracking
pixels. Typical stuff that you'd have running.
To just get attribution for what's happening here. This is when I can't believe I didn't mention this yet. Hopefully for everyone still listening, you got a gem here, or you can sound bit this part. Anybody who has any version of this script on their site, it delays the actual genuine load time of the site by, at best in our testing, 2.5 seconds, okay. Which means, and up to like on a fast 3G connection, they were taking 7 to 15 seconds to load.
So those pixels aren't firing until the load happens.
Those pixels aren't firing at best for 2.5 seconds. And based on that data I showed you, that means we're already 30% plus of the people have bounced or clicked on other stuff.
So I wasn't able to get, I wasn't able to put a business card in their hand. I wasn't able to log them in my showroom, logbook or whatever. They're gone.
Maybe you did, but you don't know. You'll never have that data, so you can't act upon it. There's no attribution to any of those actions because that those pixels haven't loaded yet solely because of this malicious script that's in here that's delaying those things by that long. And on a slower connection, it gets worse and worse. So if we're talking even just like a fast 3G connection, 15 seconds of people on your site that looks loaded, that's interactable, they're clicking, they're moving, they're checking stuff out, none of it's being attributed to the stuff that you're paying money to track.
Shit. So now you have to spend more money to put more traffic on, and it's happening to everyone else in your space, which is driving ad supply or ad demand up, but there's a finite amount of supply. So your cost to acquire a customer continues to skyrocket. If you haven't figured out yet, this is a huge part of the problem.
Nuclear. And it's pervasive because the one person, think about Buddy, spends $100, gets the site speed up to 95. What does he do? Leaves a 5-star review to perpetuate the scam unknowingly and tells all of his friends who run businesses as
well.
What
a deal.
I score. Go see my guy. I did it to my friends. It's like, no, don't waste your time with that. Boom. Scam continues. They keep, skimming money and just destroying your site's reputation with Google and your real world analytics, real world page speed, real world online user experience. It's just, it's like lose. There's nothing beneficial about it from the bottom to the top.
Lucas, give them the lat and long. Where can folks follow you, get in touch, give them all the directionals again, because this is not the last time we'll talk about this, but I'm sure there's going to be folks who want to get in touch.
Certainly not. Yeah. So if you're an email person, lukas@thenice.co. lukas@thenice.co, thenice.co. You can find us there. Free site speed audit. So we'll actually go in and do all these tests. And if we find anything malicious, we'll notify you in that sense as well. You can find me on Twitter as I go by Lucas, IGOBYLUKAS. I'm going to change that at some point, but yeah. So thenice.co, check us out there. Email me at lukas@thenice.co, Twitter. I go by Lucas, LinkedIn, Lucas Tanasiuk, LukasTanasiuk.
Excellent. We'll link to all of that so folks can get in touch as simply as possible. We will optimize the speed by which to connect to you, Lucas. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And if you found this to be helpful, please share it with someone who could benefit. As always, make sure to smash that subscribe button. And wherever you're listening to, from, make sure to leave the podcast review. That's how you help us grow. And we'll see y'all next time. Might take a lifetime to know just who you are. There we are.
Quarter century, I finally came to my senses. I finally got my hand up on the tinted Benz, kid. I see the world clear through my tinted lenses. With the dream and the drive, the possibilities endless. Now print that, send this all the way to Tokyo. Take a trip down south, down to Mexico. Next stop, Shanghai, the world-class trade show. First class all the way, cause that's how we roll. Yeah, call us the rockstar businessman. Rockin' shows, we handle business, man. We got our own future in the palm of our hands, cause divided we fall and together we stand.